Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream is a story of love, mischief, and magic, and soon it will come to life on stage in a whole new way. First State Ballet Theater is bringing this classic tale to the Grand in Wilmington on April 5th and 6th, blending elegant choreography with a fresh score, including a new Ukrainian-themed twist inspired by local choreographer Zachary Kapelik's cultural heritage. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny caught up with Kapelik for more on his vision for A Midsummer Night's Dream and what audiences can expect.
Tell me a little bit about this production and your vision for it.
Yeah, so Pasha asked me to do a brand new Midsummer Night's Dream for the company. We've been talking about this for like over a year now, I think. And when he initially approached me about it, I immediately knew that I didn't want to do the typical Midsummer. I didn't want to use the original score, the Mendelssohn score. So I thought about ways that I could use something different. And eventually it got me to thinking that there were some really strong parallels between the Midsummer Night's Dream story and very traditional Ukrainian rituals for Midsummer, essentially. I'm Ukrainian American by heritage. I'm third generation Ukrainian American. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to kind of thread some of those parallels into the Midsummer story. So essentially what I've done is I took certain aspects of, it's called Ivan Kupalo, the actual evening of Midsummer celebration in Ukraine. And I took some of the aspects of rituals that happened during that and weaved them throughout the ballet.
What does that look like on stage?
There's a lot of influence with Ukrainian folklore. Water is a big thing. So we have a very minimal set design. There are four large tables that get kind of wheeled throughout the stage during the production. They help to kind of separate the stage into different scenes. And at times they can go up, they're upturned to be on their sides, which kind of forms a river. So there's aspects of a river running through the entire production because water is it's an important kind of element of those Ivan Kupalo rituals, as well as floral wreaths. A lot of young ladies will wreathe flowers into like a crown, and then you'll set it adrift in the river in the hopes that, you know, someone, some lucky guy or girl will pick it up and you'll find your soulmate. And I'm working with a costume designer who is also taking a lot of influence from traditional Ukrainian embroidery and weaving that throughout the costume design as well. So there'll be little snippets of things where if you were Ukrainian and you're sitting in the audience and you knew, you'd be able to pick it up pretty quickly.
Tell me a little bit about your background and how you got to this point.
Well, I started dancing at a very young age. When I began dancing, it was in traditional Ukrainian folk dance. All of my family, for the last like three generations, essentially, they've all been Ukrainian folk dancers. So that's how I started when I was about 3 years old. And then I moved into ballet and loved it, stuck with it, went to school eventually for it in Pittsburgh, where I grew up. And after graduating, I got a job with a company in Philadelphia called Ballet X. I spent almost 10 years there, and I retired from the company in 2022. And when I retired, I started to segue into choreography and teaching, and I got connected to Pasha and Christina at First State pretty early on after leaving Ballet X. In fact, I think I actually choreographed my first piece for them while I was still dancing with Ballet X. So we've had a very fruitful relationship, I would say, over the last like 3 years. I've done a lot of work for them, and I feel like I've gained their trust, which is why they, you know, felt comfortable asking me to do this new production. And it just felt like a very natural fit for me to be able to do it here with First State.
You mentioned that you wanted to stay away from the original Mendelssohn score. What went into choosing music, and what did you finally choose?
When I made the decision not to use the Mendelssohn score, I spent some time kind of brainstorming, okay, if I'm not going to use it, what am I going to do? And eventually I decided, you know, okay, if I'm going to bring these Ukrainian influences into the show, why don't I try to find music that is by Ukrainian classical composers of the last couple centuries? I compiled a score. It's mostly, in fact, I think it's entirely two specific Ukrainian composers from the 1900s, essentially. And yeah, it's about 50 or so minutes of music that's kind of a amalgamation of the two of them that I strung together.
I wonder if you could tell me what your creative process is like, how you go from, okay, I'm going to choreograph this to a complete finished idea.
Oh, that's a great question. I'm still figuring that out myself. I typically like to go, I've never done, this is my first full-length ballet. The longest thing I've done up until this point was maybe like 22, 23 minutes. So to do a two-act ballet felt like a very different beast. So I wasn't able to approach it necessarily in the same way that I would with a shorter, you know, more concise work. So for this particular process, I actually wrote like a libretto so that I had a very clear idea of the plot line and what needed to happen when. And I reference it a lot when I'm choreographing, just to make sure that I'm sticking to the story that we're supposed to tell. But when I'm actually in the studio with the dancers, we jump around a lot. We don't necessarily go in order. I'll work on one scene from the second act, and then I'll jump to the first act. And eventually, everything will come together into one full picture.
I wonder if there are particular lessons that you learned as a dancer that you've taken with you into the world of being a choreographer.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Being a dancer, especially being a dancer at Ballet X has a very large emphasis on doing new work. So I think in the 10 years, 9 years that I was there, I probably worked with at least 50 plus different choreographers in that time. So I learned a lot. I learned a lot about things that work well. I learned a lot about things that don't work well. And I try to keep all of that information in mind when I'm working with dancers, knowing full well that it wasn't that long ago that I was in their position. So trying to be mindful and respectful of their work and their contribution to what we're doing, while also, you know, at the same time, understanding that I'm the person that's kind of orchestrating it all. So trying to find that balance between being the person in the front of the room, but also feeling approachable enough for the dancers to be able to contribute.
When we think about Shakespeare, it's primarily through a textual lens, the power of his language, the wordplay, the writing, and it seems to me that it's a challenge to convey that story without being able to lean on the text. And I wonder how you approach that.
Well, luckily, I'm not the first to do it. So I have a lot of reference that I can use. George Balanchine is probably the most famous version of the ballet that has been put on stage. So I have used that particular production as a nice reference point on how to further the plot without, like you said, using any words. I think that's kind of what's magical about story ballets, is that you have to be creative in the ways that you get a very particular point across. And in the case of Midsommar, the plot is pretty convoluted. There's a lot going on. So it's kind of fun to figure out ways to convey those very convoluted plot lines without any words. And I rely on the dancers a lot, honestly, to come up with ideas as well on how to elucidate certain things without speaking.
What do you hope audiences will take away from this performance?
Honestly, I just hope that they enjoy it. I hope that they're entertained by it. As a Ukrainian-American who's still quite involved culturally with Ukrainian culture, I also hope that maybe, you know, it sparks an interest in something in that regard. Especially, I think I've even discovered some beautiful, beautiful music from these Ukrainian composers. You know, maybe an audience member will be like, wow, that's gorgeous, and want to leave and research and, you know, hear more.
Thanks to local choreographer Zachary Kapelik and our Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. First State Ballet Theatre is performing Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream at the Grand in Wilmington, April 5th and 6th. Visit the Greens page at DelawarePublic.org for more information.